Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me Putri to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well listener, we begin with Newsline. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news first, the headlines. Cuba thanks the Indonesian government for its support to end U.S. economic sanctions on Cuba. Minister of Manpower says many opportunities for trade cooperation between Indonesia and Cuba. Head of BNPB calls on people to jointly take care of boy. Now the news in detail. Bilateral relations between Indonesia and Cuba have been established for 59 years. Indonesia's bilateral relations with Cuba were strengthened by President Sukarno's visit to Cuba in 1960, followed by a visit by President Abdurrahman Wahid in 2000 and President Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono in 2006. The two countries have also been active in the Non-Aligned Movement and G77. Regarding the embargo sanctions imposed by the United States against Cuba since 1960, the Cuban government expressed its gratitude to the Indonesian government for its permanent support toward the resolution to end the U.S. embargo on Cuba. This was conveyed by the Cuban ambassador to Indonesia, Nircia Castro Guevara, in her remarks on the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution in Jakarta, Friday night, January 11.
I take this opportunity to express Cuba's gratitude to the Indonesian government for the permanent and sustained support for the resolution entitled Necessity of Ending the Economic, Commercial, and Financial Embargo Imposed by the United States of America against Cuba.
Regarding the cooperation between the two countries in the economic field, Ambassador Nircia acknowledged, even though there has been cooperation in the field of sport and public health sector, the two countries have not managed to take advantage of it. However, Indonesia and Cuba still wish to further increase the collaboration. The trade value of Indonesia and Cuba during January to October 2018 reached more than $13 million. The two countries must have benefited a lot from trade relations. This was conveyed by the Indonesian Minister of Manpower, Muhammad Hanif Dakiri, in his remark representing the Indonesian government on the 60th anniversary of the Cuban Revolution in Jakarta on Friday night, January 11. Minister Dakiri hopes that the collaboration can be further improved because there are still many opportunities that can be explored from the trade relationship.
In terms of trade, Indonesia and Cuba together have managed to reach more than $13 million during the period of January to October 2018. I believe we are both benefited from the trade and there are still many opportunities to be further explored to increase our economic ties.
On the occasion, Minister of Manpower Hanif Dakiri said Indonesia would continue to support the UN resolution on the necessity to end the economic, trade, and financial embargoes imposed by the United States against Cuba. Indonesia understands that Cuban people are certainly suffered socially and economically due to the embargo. The Indonesian government considers that the embargo is not in line with international law, human rights, the UN Charter, and the spirit of the 2030 agenda. For this reason, the Indonesian government underlines the need to hold dialogue to stop the embargo and support efforts to normalize the U.S.-Cuba relations. Head of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency BNPB Lieutenant General Doni Monardo reminded the importance of taking care of buoy or the tsunami detecting device in all Indonesian coastal area. It was remarked by Doni Monardo when observing the area damaged by the tsunami in Tanjung Lesung, Pandeglang Regency, Banten, recently. According to Doni, the buoy is an important device for the government to identify the height of the wave and anticipate tsunami. Therefore, people must take care of the buoy as a vital object.
Buoy ini harus dijaga dan dia adalah objek vital yang strategis.
We must take care of the buoy because it is a vital object for us. It must be protected because once it does not work and tsunami occurs, people cannot anticipate it. Tsunami causes many casualties, even more than victims of wars. We have witnessed the great number of victims caused by tsunami in Aceh. The number of them has surpassed the number of victims of the Hiroshima and Nagasaki nuclear bombs. Therefore, we must protect the device so that people can be obtain sufficient information on how to anticipate tsunami. Besides observing the area damaged by the tsunami in Tanjung Lesung, head of BNPB Doni Monardo also observed the condition of the refugee camp that has been established by Labuan government. Doni said that the shelter is actually function for young generations to provide information about disaster and increase people's awareness about it. During his visit, head of BNPB was accompanied by head of the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, Dwi Korita Karnawati, head of the Volcanology and Geological Hazard Mitigation, Kasbani, as well as Region of Pandeglang, Irma Narulita. Region of Pandeglang, Irma Narulita, ensures that the tsunami striking Pandeglang Regency will not disrupt the government's plan to establish Pandeglang Regency as one of the national geopark tourism destinations in Indonesia. Irma Narulita in Tanjung Lesung, Banten Province on Saturday, January 12th, said that the presence of the national geopark in Pandeglang Regency would support not only the development of local people's economy through tourism sector, but also the development of science to improve the quality of human resources.
Kami sedang menyusun ke arah sana. Kami berharap Pandeglang.
We are trying to realize the plan. We hope Pandeglang can be one of the national geopark sites. Pandeglang is selected by the central government as the national geopark tourism, and we have arranged the regulations to support its realization to the tourism ministry. The destination will not only provide amusement for visitors, but also develop their knowledge, for example, the history of tsunami in Pandeglang. Our younger generations can also explore about the topographical features that have been formed for many years. Therefore, the local government has been trying to establish Pandeglang as one of the national geopark destinations. Irna Narulita hopes that the central government can support the tourism development in Pandeglang. According to her, the tourism potential in Pandeglang can be enjoyed not only by domestic but also foreign tourists. She also hopes that Pandeglang Regency can be established as one of the special economic zones. Region Irma Narulita told that Pandeglang has various potentials that can provide contribution for Indonesia's economy. This news comes to you from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. West Java provincial government encourages the promotion of their coffee and tourism so that they can be known globally. One of the ways is promoting them through International Coffee Academy. The regional government will cooperate with South Korea to establish the Coffee Academy. As reported by Republika Online, West Java Governor Ridwan Kamil on Saturday, January 12, said that the Coffee Academy would be built on Javanese highlands because the academy would not only provide education on coffee, but also promote the beauty of West Java. Ridwan Kamil affirmed that his site had held meeting with President of Sungkyul University in South Korea, who is also the representative of International Coffee Association, Dong Chul-yun, in Bandung recently. The West Java government would search for three locations on the highlands with the best view to establish the coffee school. Deputy of Meteorology at the Meteorology, Climatology and Geophysics Agency, BMKG, R.M. Prabowo, along with the Minister of Forestry and Environment of Indonesia, Siti Nurbaya Bakar, Secretary of the National Disaster Mitigation Agency, BNPB, Dodi Ruswandi, and Director of Center for Disaster Risk Reduction Technology, Eko Widi Santoso, held a discussion on disaster early warning system management on Saturday, January 12. As reported by Radio News Office KBRN, the discussion was held in a bid to improve the management of early warning system to face the disasters that frequently happen in Indonesia. Deputy of Meteorology and BMKG explained that the agency support the management of the disaster early warning system. One of the agency's commitment in supporting the management is by updating the weather condition in 2018-2019 to anticipate the disaster that might happen in Indonesia. In addition to updating information of weather condition, RM Prabowo also explained about the hotspot locations where potential forest fires might take place. The last item. Products of the furniture industry are expected to compete in the U.S. market with increased capacity. As reported by Antara Industry Minister Erlangga Hartarto said in Kendal Central Java, that the government targets an increase of the national furniture export to reach $5 billion in the next 2 years. The furniture industry is one of the strategic supporting sectors for the national economy because it is labor-intensive and export-oriented. Regarding the positive performance of the furniture industry, Minister Hartarto noted that in the January to October 2018 period, the national furniture product trade balance was a surplus of $99.1 million, with export reaching up to $1.4 billion. Despite the positive growth, the performance of furniture export still needs to be improved. Therefore, the government seeks to optimize the potential of the national furniture industry through several policies, including production technical guidance programs, timber legality assurance system, facilitation, as well as the promotion and development of market access. Listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today in History, presenting you historical facts of the day.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. I'll begin with January the 13th, 1941. The European Allied Forces meet in London. On January the 13th, 1941, World War II Allied countries convened in London. The meeting, which was initiated by British Prime Minister Winston Churchill, was held with the aim of uniting the policies of Allied countries in facing Germany and Italy. Present at the session were delegates from the Netherlands, Belgium, France, Greece, Norway, Luxembourg, Denmark, and host England. Turn to January the 13, 1993, the Chemical Weapons Convention is signed. The Chemical Weapons Convention is a weapons control treaty that prohibits the production, stockpiling, and use of chemical weapons. Designed on September the 3rd, 1992, this convention was signed in Paris on January the 13th, 1993. The Chemical Weapons Convention also prohibits the development and transfer of large-scale chemical weapons, their production for research, treatment, pharmacy, or protective reasons are still permitted, however. The main obligation of member countries under the convention is to carry out this prohibition. I'll end with January the 13th, 2001, an earthquake rocks San Miguel, El Salvador. On January the 13th, 2001, an earthquake rocked San Miguel, El Salvador. The quake left 944 people dead, 5,565 injured, hundreds of thousands of homes and buildings damaged. Well, that was Today in History over RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Sepasang merpati terbang lepas bebas tepat di hadapan, lalu kau bertanya, kapan kita bagai mereka?
Lepas bebas,
lepas bebas ke ujung dunia. Dan ku bertanya, maukah kau terima pinangan tanpa sisa cinta yang lain? Rona bahagia terpancar dari anggukan
saat ku
pasang cincin di jemari.
Terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Dan ku bertanya, maukah kau terima pinangan tanpa sisa cinta yang lain? Rona bahagia terpancar dari anggukan
saat pasangkan
pasang cincin di jemari.
Terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Saat ku pasangkan pasang cincin di jemari.
Terima kasih kau terima pertunangan indah ini. Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Bahagia meski mungkin tak sebebas merpati.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Tak Sebebas Merpati, sang by Kahitna. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that we'll present is My Indonesia.
Indonesia in economy, international politics, sports, environment, and Pancasila, only on Indonesiaku, My Indonesia.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with daily segment My Indonesia, which today is on Indonesia sends junior athletes to 2019 SEA Games. Youth and Sport Minister Imam Nahrawi confirmed that 60% of the Indonesian contingent to the 2019 SEA Games in the Philippines will consist of junior athletes. the composition of senior and junior athletes to the 2019 SEA Games Philippines was made in 2018. Plans involving many junior athletes had caused pros and cons. However, according to Minister Imam Nahrawi, the purpose of this plan is to provide an atmosphere of excellence and better competition for junior athletes. After a meeting on the National Training Center preparation and the acceleration of national sport achievements earlier last week in Jakarta, Minister Imam Nahrawi explained that the SEA Games would no longer be a benchmark for Indonesia to win or rank, but the SEA Games are a stepping stone for athletes heading for the Asian Games and the Olympics. The Minister of Youth and Sports also considers that athletes and sports can focus on collecting points towards the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, and this has begun this year. Additionally, the national budget this year has decreased compared to last year. If last year the state expenditure budget set aside funds of 735 billion rupiah, now it becomes only 500 billion rupiah. It is hoped that the budget can be more focused on financing potential match number at the 2020 Olympics. At present, only 30% of sports have submitted proposal for 2019 plan. For this reason, the Youth Ministry of Sports requested that the federation of each sport branch draft and submit their proposals for activities and training immediately. Well, that was my Indonesia Today on Indonesia sends junior athletes to 2019 SEA Games.
Ku ingin cinta hadir untuk selamanya, bukan hanyalah untuk selamanya.
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Pelangi, sung by Hi-Fi. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, now we will present the Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with Indonesian Wonder, featuring Indonesian tourism, including places of interest, new destination, custom and tradition, culture, and of course also culinary. But today's edition will introduce Cangkir Island in Kronjo, Tangerang, Banten. Pulau Cangkir or Cangkir Island, which has an area of about 4.5 hectares and is about 30 kilometers from the center Tiga Raksa district. Pulau Cangkir, or in English, Cup Island, is a tourist attraction located in Kronjo Village, Kronjo Subdistrict, Tangerang Regency, which is about 25 kilometers from Tangerang City or about 1.5 hours drive. It is called Pulau Cangkir or Cup Island because the shape of the island is like a cup. Previously, Pulau Cangkir or Cup Island was a small island, but on the initiative of the surrounding community and the site manager, a road to connect it with the main island was built. Apart from its beauty, on Pulau Cangkir you can also swim and frolic in the water. After walking around and swimming on the island, you can buy food and drinks available at stalls around the island. There are also many stalls selling souvenirs. Other facilities here are a parking lot, prayer room, bathroom, and rest area. To go to Pulau Cangkir from Jakarta, you can either ride a private vehicle or take public transportation, such as public buses to the Tangerang City Bus Terminal. After that, you have to continue using a rented motorbike or motorcycle taxi to Kronjo until you arrive at the island or Pulau Cangkir. To enter Pulau Cangkir or Cup Island, you only have to pay 6,000 rupiah, which includes the cost of entering the fish auction place, while the motorcycle parking fee is 3,000 rupiahs. Heading to the location, visitors will go through fishing villages and see their activities in repairing boats and drying salted fish in front of their homes. On the right, there is Cidurian River, which runs down the island where fishermen fish on the boat, while on the left, there are fish ponds. Then, once you enter a tourist spot, you will be treated to a view of mangrove forests that are spread on all sides. Some suggestions that must be considered if you want to go to Pulau Cangkir or Cup Island tourist site in Kronjo, Tangerang, Banten, among others: monitor the weather first so as not to hinder your vacation, and don't forget to bring a camera to capture the beauty of the island and your joy there. If you are in Jakarta, take time to take a vacation to Pulau Cangkir or Cap Island, which is approximately 75 kilometers from Jakarta. Well, I'll end Indonesian Wonder this year with the topic Pulau Cangkir or Cap Island in Kronjo, Tangerang, Banten. Bye now!
Voice of Indonesia.
That was Terlena, sung by Malik and The Essentials. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, here is Miss Eleni that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Miss Eleni on Indonesia, a segment featuring various actual information.
This is RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Miss Eleni, featuring various aspects of Indonesia, including art and culture, custom and tradition, technology and environment, even lifestyle. This edition is addressing the topic of Indonesia, one of the safest countries to visit. So stay tuned in to Voice of Indonesia through streaming audio at www.voinews.id or the RRI Play application. Indonesia is designated as one of the safest countries in the world. According to the Gallup Law and Order Report 2018, Indonesia ranks 9th in this matter. Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya, in a written statement in Jakarta on Thursday, January the 10th, appreciated the achievement as a result of a joint effort, including by the police. Arif Yahya appreciated the performance of the Indonesian police in increasing safety and security in Indonesia. The country reached a score of 89 and is in the 9th position as a country with the highest level of order and law, or one level above Denmark and a level below Canada. The top position is held by Singapore with a score of 97, followed by Norway, Iceland, and Finland. Minister Arif Yahya said, based on a report by the Ampersand Travel, which is a travel site in the UK, which released the Solo Women Traveller Index data, or the index of the level of travelling safety for women, placing Indonesia as the 5th safest country from 70 countries after Japan, France, Spain and the United States. The minister also appreciated the rapid handling of crisis by the national police and the presentation of information to the public regarding security in the field of tourism in Indonesia. He gave an example in the incident and the Tamrin bomb terrorism. Within 5 hours, the government was able to provide security guarantees to the international community. For this reason, Minister of Tourism Arif Yahya and Chief of Police of the Republic of Indonesia Tito Karnavian signed a Memorandum of Understanding at the Indonesian National Police Headquarters on Thursday, January the 10th, 2019. It consists of some points including cooperation in exchanging data and information among tourism, security and law enforcement from the National Police in the tourism sector. Meanwhile, Police Chief General Police Tito Karnavian said tourism would be the prima donna in the future. According to him, Indonesia is a country that has very potential tourism, especially eco-destinations and the top world destination for diving. This tourism sector has the cheapest investment compared to other sectors, but has a large impact and absorbs a lot of labor. Tito Karnavian explained tourism also requires security guarantees, and that's where the National Police plays a role. Well, that was Miss Eleni today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
again tomorrow with another miscellany on Indonesia.
That was The One, sung by Melly. You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner.
Hello listener, wherever you are, welcome back to Listener's Mailbag, a weekly segment in which your letters and emails are acknowledged. In this segment, we'll also play some Indonesian music. We would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing your reception reports on our broadcast. And now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read an email sent by Philip Konanz in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German program on November 1, 2018 at 13:45 hours UTC. According to Mr. Philip Konanz, the program is particularly interesting. Hello, Mr. Philip Konanz. Thank you for sending your reception report on our broadcast to www.voynews.id. We are really glad because you are interested in our segment Today in History and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. As information, you can follow current news about our country through your website www.voinews.id. Well, Mr. Philip, please keep listening to our broadcast and please don't forget to send your report. And for you and other regular listeners, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song. Listener, now we will reply an email from Hidehiko Komachi in Japan. He was listening to our broadcast in English program through short waves on frequency of 3325 kHz at 1310 hours to 1330 hours UTC on October 12, 2018. And the SINPO was 3333. Hello, Mr. Hidehiko Komachi. Thank you for your time to listen to our broadcast, and we hope you always enjoy our presentation. for example, our current news affairs or entertainment. As our appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Well, Mr. Hideko Komachi, please keep listening to our broadcast and keep sending your report.
Ada satu hal yang tidak kusukai dari kamu dan paling sering kau ulangi. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ill-feel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ill-feel.
Tiap hari aku, tiap hari terus hanya mendengar kau mengeluh dan mengeluh. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ill-feel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ill-feel. Ku hanya beritahu terjadi lagi.
Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang. Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang.
Apa kamu bisa lebih rileks saja daripada kamu mengeluh dan mengeluh?
Tenang saja, tenang. Aku masih dengan kamu.
Tiap hari aku, tiap hari terus hanya mendengar kau mengeluh dan mengeluh. Kadang-kadang bikin ku ill feel, kadang-kadang bikin ku ill feel.
Ku hanya terjadi lagi.
Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang. Kok gitu sih? Loh kok marah? Jangan gitu sayang, jangan gitu sayang.
You are still listening to Listener's Mailbag broadcast every Sunday. Now we continue to reply an email from Apurba Kumarpal in India. In his email, Mr. Apurba Kumarpal said that he is one of our listeners who always monitor our broadcast. Hello, Mr. Apurba Kumarpal. Thank you very much for your appreciation and attention on our broadcast. And of course, your name will be listed in our listeners list. And you can also be our friend through Facebook in Voice of Indonesia fanpage. But we are really sorry because at the moment we cannot send your request. Please don't be disappointed. Next time we will provide it for you. Thank you very much. Therefore, we will play a beautiful song just for you. Well, Mr. Afur Bakumarpal, enjoy the song.